This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned as mark of respect after paying tributes to senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and sitting MP Shibu Soren, who passed away in New Delhi this morning. While the proceedings of the Lok Sabha was marred following opposition's protest over special intensive revision exercise of Bihar's electoral poll. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju expressed displeasure over the protest of opposition MPs, saying that it was decided in the Business Advisory Committee meeting to have a discussion on the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025. As the ruckus continued, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh said Shibu Soren was a senior and distinguished tribal leader who played a prominent role in the movement for the rights and upliftment of tribal communities.
मुझे गहरे दुख के साथ यह सूचित करना है कि आज 4 अगस्त 2025 को इस सदन के मौजूदा सदस्य श्री शिबू सोरेन जी का निधन हो गया। झारखंड राज्य की स्थापना के आंदोलन में उनकी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका रही। वे इस नवगठित राज्य के सबसे सम्मानित नेताओं में से एक बने। उन्होंने आजीवन वंचितों के अधिकारों और कल्याण के लिए समर्पित भाव से काम किया। उनके निधन से देश ने एक अनुभवी सांसद, आदिवासी अधिकारों के प्रबल पैरोकार और एक अत्यंत सम्मानित जनप्रतिनिधि को खो दिया है।
Later, the House observed silence for a while as a mark of respect to the departed leader before being adjourned for the day. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other dignitaries have expressed grief over the demise of the veteran leader. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's flagship initiative, Pariksha Pe Charcha, has been conferred with the Guinness Book of World Record for the most people registered on a citizen engagement platform in 1 month. This recognition is a testament of achievement made with 3 crore 53 lakh registrations during the 8th edition of the program hosted on the MyGov platform. Pariksha Pe Charcha is a unique platform conceptualized and led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, wherein he directly interacts with the student, teachers and parents. The official Guinness World Record certificate was formally presented at a ceremony held in New Delhi today. President of the Philippines, Fernando R. Marcos Jr., arrived in New Delhi today on a 5-day visit to India. Upon arrival, Mr. Marcos was accorded a warm welcome. External Affairs Minister Dr. A. J. Shankar called on the President of the Philippines this evening. He expressed confidence that Mr. Marcos' scheduled talks with Prime Minister Modi will significantly deepen bilateral partnership between the two sides. The Supreme Court today expressed displeasure with the leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi over alleged derogatory comments about the Indian Army in the context of 2020 Galwan Valley clash with China. During the hearing, the court made oral remarks expressing disapproval of Mr. Gandhi's statement. The court observed that being the leader of opposition, he should raise such concerns in Parliament, not on social media. While the staying the criminal defamation case, the court issued a notice on Mr. Gandhi's plea against the Allahabad High Court's refusal to quash the proceedings. An interim stay was granted for 3 weeks. The first ever BIMSTEC traditional music festival was held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. Inaugurating the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. A. J. Shankar said that music serves both a bridge between nations and is also a powerful way for countries to express their heritage and identity. Artists from India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand performed at the musical evening. India today pulled off a thrilling 6-run win against host England in final cricket test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London. And that is the end of the news bulletin.